Well, grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you here this day from God the Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. You know, corpse freezing hasn't exactly gone mainstream yet, but I think most of us at least are familiar with the concept of cryogenics. You lay out a ton of cash, some signs, some papers, and then spend maybe a couple of post-death decades in a cutting-edge meat locker, calmly waiting for conditions to be such that you will be eventually resurrected. In fact, there is one such place right here in Michigan, the Cryogenics Institute of Michigan, which is located over around the Detroit area in Clinton Township. And there they have over 150 cold dead Americans, or dead cold American brains, depending on which of the procedures you happen to have opted for, which currently reside right now at that facility. All of them took a gamble, one that was really pretty cheap, at least metaphysically speaking. After all, the worst case scenario would be here just continued death, right? Of course, we hear how the opposite was true when Jesus was put on ice. From that very first Easter morning, people had expected Jesus to just simply hang tight in the tomb. When Mary Magdalene discovered that the stone had been rolled away from the grave, she never dreamed that Jesus would have been the one who walked out. Therefore, she came to the only logical conclusion. They have taken my Lord out of the tomb, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now, there are two things I always find rather intriguing here. First, how we want to put Jesus on ice each and every Holy Week, only then to thaw him out on Easter Sunday, and then slip him back into the tube or the tomb. A cryogenic Christ is much easier for us to deal with than a risen Lord who continues to make demands upon our lives. And second, I find it just as intriguing how often we put ourselves on ice when it comes to our faith, reluctant to thaw ourselves out and to serve God and others. Let's face it, in our most honest moments, we must admit that we easily fall into this trap because we know that we are more attracted to a Jesus who taught us about love than to a Jesus who commands us to love our enemies. We are more attracted to a Jesus who helped the unfortunate than to a Jesus who challenges us to sell what we own and to give the money away to the poor. We're more attracted to a Jesus who paid regular visits to the temple than to a Jesus who cleanses and reforms all of our traditional worship practices. We're more attracted to a Jesus who was friends of tax collectors and sinners than to a Jesus who encourages us to embrace the very people that we dislike. We're more attracted to a Jesus who supported family values than to a Jesus who predicts that he will cause divisions within families, father against son and daughter against her mother. We're more attracted to a Jesus who accepted people as his disciples than to a Jesus who challenge us to walk as his disciples in the way of the cross, to lose our lives for his sake, and to find new life through sacrifice. So admit it. We feel much better about ourselves when Jesus stays frozen in certain aspects and forms, giving support to our ideologies or our practices or our lifestyles that fit us the most comfortably. If truth be told, many of us are really quite content with a cryogenic Christ. Of course, it doesn't really matter what we prefer. Christ is risen. And so perhaps, oh great. And so perhaps then our liturgical shout out, Christ is risen, go ahead. Hallelujah. Probably should be changed to maybe Christ is thawed. Christ is thawed out indeed. Hallelujah. For isn't it about time that we thaw Jesus out? That we affirm that although Christ is risen, we so often behave as though he is still very much in the grave. The glory of Easter Sunday is that Christ is alive, bursting the bonds of death and running wild and free through our own human life. And when we try to preserve Jesus as a nice reminder of what a good person should look like, he rips through then those limitations as though they were just flimsy grave linens. On the day of resurrection, Jesus laughs at our attempts to limit him in some way and leads us into a future that is one he can control. So when Peter and the other disciple ran to the tomb that first Easter to see what Mary was talking about, Jesus confounds their expectations by being noticeably absent. And when Jesus stands before Mary, he appears in the form that she doesn't even recognize, and she believes him to be the gardener. It is only when he speaks to her by name that she realizes that he is the risen Lord. And he goes on to forbid her to hold on to him. He knows that he must move on, always onward, and eventually on to his Father in heaven. But before he leaves her, he gives her this mission. Go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. What an amazing and unexpected assignment has been given here to Mary. The command of Jesus to go is significant, I think, here, since it's related right to that word apostle, which means the one who has been sent forth. So on a very literal level, Mary Magdalene here becomes the very first apostle, the very first one who is sent forth by Jesus to spread the good news of the resurrection. And it's in just such surprising ways that our risen Lord moves among us here on this Easter morning. Our risen Lord is not a comfortable Jesus, one who proclaims a gospel of success and offers himself up as a better alternative. Our risen Lord is not a predictable Jesus, one who fosters intolerance and small-mindedness. Our risen Lord is not an individualistic Jesus, one who encourages us to focus on the self and neglect the world's needy. Instead, he's a Jesus who truly challenges our age and every age. The good news of Easter Sunday is that Jesus is not on ice. Never has been, never will be. We do not serve a cryogenic Christ. He's alive and well and moving among us, calling us to follow him on new adventures in faith and to replicate his presence in the world around us. There is no place in the kingdom of God for the frozen chosen. Jesus wants us to stop being his frozen chosen disciples and instead be the revitalized, reanimated, turbocharged, supersized, justified, and sanctified children of God. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thanks be to God. Amen.